Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Tora Tines is celebrating her 91st birthday. She sits at the long-term care's kitchen table in a pink sweater with her white hair curled. She's surrounded by family and friends, the youngest being her 2-year-old great-granddaughter. Tines's friend, Roxy Lee, helps her open a present.
There.
What's that? What is that?
Oh my goodness.
What is that?
Some wonderful music. All good music from Norway. And here's a Norwegian dance band.
Tines was born in Norway and moved to Petersburg in 1947. She's been living at the nursing home now for about 3 years. Also in the room is resident Annie Lewis, who's 90. Unlike a lot of seniors in Petersburg, she's not Norwegian.
No, I'm Japanese, Swede, and Tlingit. And I married an Irishman, so I'm international.
Lewis loves to laugh. One of the reasons she says she likes living at the home is because of all the parties. She loves ice cream more than any other food.
Well, it's good for you. There's cream in there, and might have a little bit more sugar, but...
Lewis was born in a tent near Blind Slough while her dad was out fishing. She's not sure exactly how long she's been at long-term care. She says she has a home in town, but...
The bathroom's upstairs.
She says she enjoys riding in the home's van, traveling all over town. Her favorite place to go these days is church.
The Eden Alternative basically tries to make people's lives as full as they can be.
That's Jennifer Briner, the director of nursing for the Petersburg Medical Center. She says the changes they're making help counter boredom and the loss of purpose that's often felt when seniors go into an institution.
They don't do their own dishes anymore. They don't do their own laundry anymore. They don't do those basic daily tasks that you've been doing for the last 70, 80, 90 years.
The Eden Alternative encourages independence as much as possible. The model is based on Dr. William Thomas's book, Life Worth Living. It tries to bring normal life into the facility, like small pets, kids, and plants, and not to worry so much about keeping things sterile.
The people in his long-term care actually had fewer infections, fewer illnesses, they were more mobile, fewer pressure ulcers with their skin because they were up and they had a reason to want to get up and move and interact.
She says it's easy to get caught up in safety issues. Children often want their parents helped everywhere, while the residents enjoy their space. Tora Tines slowly walks her way down the hall to the solarium.
You like to come into this room too?
Huh? Yeah, what did it? Lunch? Come in there for lunch sometime.
While Tines likes to relax in the well-lit room, others at the home like getting their hands dirty. As resident Gladys Olson likes to say,
it takes certain people to plant a garden.
One of the gardeners she's referring to is her husband, Ray Olson. He's sitting next to her wearing a red flannel shirt with leather patches on the elbows.
You got a little bit of everything going out there. Well, some of it's just seed, like the lettuce. And there's the kale and lettuce.
They have kale.
Huh?
There's kale, radishes.
Yeah. Radishes.
Using his walker, Ray gets up and fills a watering can to give some of the plants a drink. The rain beats down on the clear ceiling, but inside the solarium, it's nice and warm.
This is lettuce, and this is radishes, and that's kale in there. And there's some onions going here. I don't know how they're going to do, but you started them this morning. They just started theirs.
Did you garden growing up?
Pardon?
When did you get into gardening?
Oh,
now?
Just been mucking around here with it. That's all some of the pastime. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. It's, you know, you just planting it here and seeing what you get.
One resident that does have experience is Don Kenny. He's in the room in his wheelchair.
I used to do it up in the Arctic, above the Arctic Circle.
What were you doing up there?
panning for gold.
Kenny had a farm near Coldfoot, Alaska.
And what were you growing?
Everything. You name it, it was in it.
Now Kenny enjoys watching as Olson checks on some green onions in a pot.
What are you guys going to do with it?
Eat it. It
smells like mint or something.
It is.
What is it?
Mint?
Mint.
Yeah.
Can you smell?
Mint.
You can eat it.
You want to eat it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good mint. That's good.
Back inside the home's living area, piano music fills the air. Regular visitor Sigrid Medallin plays the keys, while some residents clap along. Torotinez takes a spin with her friend Roxy, and from his chair, Donnie Kenny dances with a staff person. As the plants grow this summer in the solarium, residents will eat the harvest, and they will wait for some new residents to arrive, pet birds. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.